The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose I came." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I don't know if anybody at home can see me. We've lost the picture. We've lost the picture on the screen here, and now I'm back. There's a lot of things in the gospel this morning, and in the readings, and when you go behind the scenes, so to speak, and you do some research into the background of the gospel, it makes very, very fascinating and interesting reading, because I think we have been listening to the gospel and to these readings in the Bible for many years, and we tend to, that's in the past, it doesn't happen now. And actually how really relevant is the readings at this morning's Mass. For example, Job, right up to the present time and the present moment, Job felt very, very isolated. And so we might say today, poor old Job was in quarantine. He was quarantined and very much on his own, trying to figure out what is going on and what is happening in my life. Does that kind of resonate with you this morning? And I think it does, certainly resonates with me. We have questions. And just like Job, in the final lines of the first reading this morning, I wonder if I'll ever again see happiness. And don't we at the moment? Isn't that a question very often in our mind at the moment? I wonder when this is going to happen. Will I ever again be able to enjoy life as before? It's you know, and in the readings this morning, if you look into the background, they give us an insight into maybe some solutions here. And so we got to go back a moment to this whole idea of Jesus in the Bible curing people and casting out demons and so on. What exactly was going on? Well, one thing we can say is that Jesus was operating a system of health care for all. So now, if you kind of put that into present day context, there was no questions asked. Jesus was operating universal health care, which ought to be the way. And then we got to kind of tracing history and going back, and people who spend their lives studying these things. So contemporary medical anthropologists, they offer some very helpful insights into the time of Jesus, and they make a distinction between disease and illness. And that's a very important distinction to make in our lives. Now, put that again into context. As Catholics, we seem to be of the opinion that the only sins, real sins we can commit, have to do with the body. We are very body-orientated. I think that's very true. And from my experience of hearing confessions, nine times out of ten is something to do with the flesh or with the body. And so the same applies to these two things, disease and illness. And illness, a good description you made, and this is a very good description that I came across, a good description of illness and how a lot of people are feeling at the moment. Very often illness very often leads to a disvalued human condition where social networks are ruptured. Doesn't that make a lot of sense? We're all in that position at the moment, in a disvalued human condition where normal social networks are ruptured. And to a certain extent, life's meaning is lost. And I think that will apply to many, many people today. I'm sure many of you listening to me this morning will say, yeah, that makes sense. Certainly, all our social networks are disrupted at the moment. In fact, they're non-existent. Today is a big day here in this country. A Super Bowl takes place, and we're warned and warned and warned. There's got to be no social gatherings. By all means, enjoy the game, but no parties or social gatherings. Now, normally on this day, there would be parties all over the place and many gatherings of people, and it's not occurring. And Jesus, and here's a very important point to remember, Jesus was in to healing more than curing. Curing is about curing malfunctions of the body or malfunctions of the organisms of the body. But healing is a much more powerful thing. And it's absolutely true that we all go through healing experiences throughout our life, if you're aware of that, where we go through difficult times and then we gain a new meaning to life. And so we come for a moment to, which is another interesting point in the gospel this morning. We come to, we're told Simon and Andrew and Peter and Jesus and so on, they all arrive and they go to visit Peter's mother-in-law. And she's, we're told, in bed with a fever. So she's, now, what's going on there? And the background to that is, in the time of Jesus, the normal person that a young man got married to was his first cousin, believe it or not. We wouldn't approve of that today. And the best first cousin to get married to was his father's brother's daughter, which would be the young man's first cousin. And when a wife got married, she moved into her husband's house because the sons never left their father. That was the normal thing in the time of Jesus. And so she and her new husband would live as part of a family in an expanded household. They would probably have their own little place within the house. But that was how it happened. And so, reading again behind the lines, it would seem that, which in this case it seems like it, if a woman's husband died, then she would expect one of her sons to look after her, and if there was, and that would be in the son's father's house, and if there was no sons available, then she would expect one of her brother-in-laws to look after her. But it would seem that there was nobody there to look after Peter's mother-in-law. And if you were a woman in those days, that was the worst possible condition in which to find yourself. And so she was very much in a disvalued human condition. You see, and if you use that phrase, how many people all around us, here in this country and all over the world, millions and millions of people, that could be applied to today. They're living in a disvalued human condition, and life is totally ruptured or interrupted. Totally, totally so. Many, many people in this country are in that condition. And we're told that Jesus healed her. And she began to wait on them. Now you might, if you are cynical, you might say, oh, well, that was very smart on Jesus' name. They all wanted to be fed. And so they cured Jesus' mother-in-law and told her, go and cook something for us. And that would be, you know, very superficial interpretation of that. Something much more important. Go back to the Gospels again. And very often, when Jesus heals somebody, what did he say to them? Like when he healed a leper, he said, go show yourself to the priest. In other words, be restored to the community. Become a social human being again. And so by healing Peter's mother-in-law, and then she doing her normal activity, she became part, she was restored to the community. And again, doesn't that apply today so, so much? Just before I came over here to Mass, I was inquiring if after Mass this morning, I could go and visit somebody in Huntington Hospital. Hopefully I can. That person is very anxious to see me. But, you know, normally, I wouldn't be worried about that. I would just go. But today, we just can't automatically assume we can do those things. So you can see again how it was important. For Jesus restoring people to the community, to be part of life again. And so many people today, if you're in hospital suffering from the COVID, what? You're totally isolated, totally. And not only are you isolated, but your family is isolated. So can you see all the things in the gospel this morning that applies to us? And finally, Jesus was often casting out demons. What is exactly the meaning of that phrase? And I hope maybe sometimes you have asked. Well, there are so many demons around today that we need healing. And there are two sacraments that Jesus has left us totally to deal with healing. There's a sacrament of anointing of the sick, and there's a sacrament of reconciliation. And casting out demons, put it into the vernacular, into modern day terms, and apply it to ourselves. And we all, whether we realize it or not, we are possessed. You might say, how do you come to that conclusion? Well, look, there are many, many, many people today possessed by pornography, possessed by greed, possessed by anger. Look around at what's happening out there. So many people are angry. Maybe right here, maybe some of us listening this morning or taking part in this Mass, you're angry. It dominates your life. You're possessed by bitterness, resentment, hatred, avarice. You could go on and on and on. And so many people today are possessed by these. These are the modern day demons. And finally, Satan always is very cute and very smart. And evil always hides behind good. Always. Always. And you see that happening all the time. The demon, for example, of lies. The demon of lies. How, you know, we've been subject to so many lies, especially over the last number of years. So that we end up not knowing what to believe. Can you believe the media? Can you believe our politicians? Can you believe anybody? Well, hopefully, we turn to God. And we believe in him. And so, because of that, every day, every morning of my life, one of my major, major prayers, in my own words, is I pray for healing. Not just for body healing, but I pray for healing of the spirit, of my selfishness, my attachments, my anger, my lack of faith, my lack of trust, so many things. I earnestly pray for that every morning of my life. And we all need to begin doing that. Pray for healing in body, mind, and above all, in spirit. Amen.